welcome both of you to It's Your Health.
Thank you.
So nice to have you on the show. Now, of course, Dr. Parker, we've all heard about stroke, but why don't you give us a little bit more detail about what exactly is stroke, and we'll take it from there.
Well, there are different types of stroke, and the most important thing that people need to know is that stroke can happen at any time, and it doesn't matter how old you are, what race, sex, anything. So it's important for people to be aware of the signs and symptoms of a stroke and to know what to do if somebody is having those symptoms.
Well, talk to us about those symptoms.
There's a nice acronym to remember the most common symptoms, and that is FAST, F-A-S-T. The F stands for face, so if you think that somebody is having a stroke, you'd have them smile. And if their smile is crooked or one side of their face droops down, that's a positive F, positive face. Then the A stands for arms. You can have somebody raise up both of their arms. And if one arm doesn't raise up or drift downwards, that's a positive A, arms. S stands for speech. You can ask somebody to repeat a simple sentence. If their speech is slurred or they're talking gobbledygook or don't understand to repeat the sentence, then that's a positive S for speech. And if any of those F, A, or S's are happening, then the T stands for time, that it's time to call 911 immediately.
I know, Dan, I understand that you survived a stroke at the age of 41. Tell us about this.
Yeah. I was a drummer. I am a drummer for the praise band at the church that I attend, and I was practicing with the band on a sunny Sunday morning, and I started to feel a little bit odd, and that was confirmed by the looks I was getting from the other band members when I continued to play after the song that we were working on ended. They asked me what was wrong, and I wasn't aware that there was anything wrong. In fact, I responded, you know, well, nothing's wrong. Piano player said, honey, you're drooling. I reached up, and I was a mess. I looked down, and I noticed that I dropped my left drumstick on the floor, and I bent forward to retrieve it off the floor, and I started to tumble into the drum set because my balance was off. And fortunately, I was caught and pulled back, even more fortunately, the band members that I was with knew the signs and symptoms of a stroke and knew that there was something dreadfully wrong, so they were on the phone really fast to 911 and had the paramedics there within minutes who whisked me off to the hospital right away where they were able to administer treatment.
That must have been so scary. What was your reaction when you found out you had a stroke, especially at such a young age?
I was flabbergasted because, you know, I had been really working hard to improve my health and do what I could to avoid something like this for, you know, a while. I was even training for a marathon at the time. And so this kind of came really right out of left field. I was very confused and scared. Yes, that, you know, that accurately describes.
That must have been so, I can't even imagine. And so what happened from there? Was there any long-lasting effects of it, or what's going on for you now, Dan?
I'm still challenged with what they call hemiparesis, which is loss of function and feeling in my left side to a degree. It's something that I'm challenged with every day to overcome and find new ways to surmount. I continue to work in my recovery towards getting that function back. It's going to be a lifelong commitment to do that as I try to get back 100% function to where I was at before the stroke. But it's going to take some time and continued dedication and commitment and support and campaigns like this. The Time to Talk campaign, the stroke.org website are all great things for people to check out and get to know the signs and symptoms and hopefully save the life or shorten the recovery of someone that they know that might have a stroke.
Dr. Parker, as you mentioned, it's so important to act fast. Talk a little bit more about the Time to Talk campaign.
The National Stroke Association, in partnership with Genentech, is launching this Time to Talk awareness campaign. And it's encouraging people to take action, talk with their family members and friends about those signs and symptoms of a stroke and what to do if a stroke occurs. It's very important that people get medical attention as soon as possible at the first sign of a stroke. But people have to recognize that that somebody is having a stroke first.
Exactly, and that's why it's so important. Dr. Parker, give us the websites again.
It's easy to remember. It's www.stroke.org.
Well, I want to thank you both so much. And Dan, I'm sending you lots of good thoughts, and I hope your recovery continues to go well. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.